Adele Stroud and opportunities for you, our audience, to sing along. A World in Harmony on March 14th and 15th at 4 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Boulder. More information and tickets at bouldercorral.org.
Support comes from the Boulder Valley School District hosting their 5th annual career fair, taking place Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Douglas Elementary School. More information at jobs.bvsd.org.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to KGNU's Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, my playlist brings you a kind of operatic sing-off, comparing different singers in the same arias and ensembles. But instead of just playing one singer's version followed by another singer's version, I've stitched them together as a single track to compare them side by side, sometimes on the same note, like the father's aria from Act One of Hansel and Gretel. This is Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. And this is Walter Berry. We're going to compare many superstar singers with special clips like this. It's best if you've got headphones to hear the comparisons, so pull up a chair for your ringside seat to tonight's Opera Box sing-off.
Der Kommandeur fiel euch die Kopf die zu.
Well, a little bit of technical difficulties with that track. That was Ra La La La. Hansel and Gretel's father comes home from work, not suspecting that his children are lost in the woods. From Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, we heard at first Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, baritone, with Kurt Eichhorn conducting the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. And we also heard Walter Berry with Garrick Schulte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. And if you listen closely, I cut back and forth between those two singers so you can compare their voices, not just their voices, but their interpretations. And we've got more examples of that tonight as well. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadell, and I thought it would be a fun program for our spring membership drive. Thanks to digital software, I've stitched different singers together in the same aria or ensemble, letting us compare them side by side. Of course, we're right in the middle of our spring membership drive, and I want to remind you that media matters and music inspires, and your support of KGNU makes it possible for us to bring you unparalleled explorations of music and information, and music that inspires. You can start your membership with KU, a trusted community resource, for as little as $5 a month or $60 a year. So support music that inspires by going online at kgnu.org and making your pledge as a new or renewing member. We have many thank you gifts, and for you classical music lovers, we've got tickets for the Kronos Quartet at Mackey Auditorium and also at the Newman Center in Denver. That's coming up a little later this month. So go to kgnu.org, pledge your membership, renew your membership, support music that inspires. Our next sing-off pits tenors Jose Carreras against John Vickers. Now, Carreras is from Spain, and of course he's known as one of the three tenors, known primarily for Italian opera. Although he sang many dramatic spinto tenor roles, spinto tenor meaning that sort of a pushed, very dramatic, forceful tenor, he's really considered as a lyric tenor, lighter and a little higher in the register. He's known for beauty and gracefulness of his voice. The Canadian tenor, John Vickers, on the other hand, was a dramatic tenor. He was a spinto tenor. He sang heavier roles, such as Wagner, as well as Verdi, and he was known for power. Well, we're going to hear them both as Radames, the Egyptian general, in love with the Ethiopian princess Aida. In the aria Celeste Aida, Heavenly Aida, from Verdi's opera, you're going to hear Carreras first, but about 25 seconds in, it will switch to John Vickers, and then about 20 seconds after that, back to Carreras, and then back to Vickers after about 40 seconds or so on. And I think if you listen carefully, you'll begin to easily recognize which tenor is which, and then you can begin to form your opinion about what you think about their individual interpretations. Celeste Aida.
Oh!
Celeste Aida, Heavenly Aida. From Giuseppe Verdi's Aida. And in that track, we heard both tenor Jose Carreras and John Vickers. Now, Jose Carreras was conducted by Herbert von Karajan with the Vienna Philharmonic. Georg Schulte conducted the Rome Opera Orchestra with John Vickers as Radames, the Egyptian general. It's coming up now, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program comparing the different styles and interpretations of opera singers within the same track, the same aria and ensemble, sometimes even on the same note. You know, there isn't any program like the Opera Box on the Front Range Radio, except here on KGNU. Your support of KGNU makes that possible. Right now, we're in the middle of our spring membership drive. You can become a new member with KGNU for as little as $5 a month or $60 a year, or you can renew your membership. All you have to do is go to kgnu.org online. It's very easy. You can also become a Solar member, a supporter of local radio with a direct deposit. Makes it a lot easier. Go to kgnu.org. You can explore your various possibilities, the different options for becoming a supporting member, a supporting listener member of the news and music and informational programming that is unique here at KGNU, your community radio. Well, let's compare John Vickers again with a different style of opera, this time some Beethoven. I think you could hear in that last clip that Vickers is a bit coarser and bolder compared to Jose Carreras' more romantic interpretation. We're going to hear John Vickers and James McCracken, the American tenor, in the role of Florestan from Beethoven's Fidelio. Now, Florestan is a political prisoner, and basically the opera is about how his wife rescues him. But Florestan, the character, does not appear until Act Two, when he comes in on his first note, a high A. He's losing hope, and he cries out in his dark cell, wondering if he'll ever see his wife again. So we'll compare John Vickers with the American tenor James McCracken. McCracken was a popular star with the New York Metropolitan Opera in the 60s in a variety of dramatic tenor roles, but occasionally he was criticized for straining. See what you think. We'll begin with McCracken's first high note, and then Vickers, and they both come in on that same high note. You'll hear how I stitch them together. And I think that you know what Vickers sounds like after that last clip, so it'll be easier for you to tell Vickers apart from James McCracken. See what you think now from this aria from Act Two of Fidelio by Ludwig van Beethoven.
Dunkel hier. nicht Winde, samt Säuse der Luft. Und ist nicht mein Grab mir erhellet? Ich seh wie ein Engel im rosigen Duft sich tröstend zur Seite mir stellet. Ein Engel Leonorin, Leonorin, der Garten zugleich dir, der führt mich zur Freiheit in dir. Samt säuselnder Luft. Ich seh wie ein Engel im rosigen Duft. Ein Engel sich tröstend zur Seite mir stellet. Ein Engel Leonorin, Leonorin der Garten zugleich. Der, der führt mich zu Freiheit ins himmlische Reich. Zu Freiheit ins himmlische Reich, dir, dir gib mir zur Freiheit ins himmlische Reich, zu Freiheit ins himmlische Reich, ins himmlische Reich, ins himmlische Reich.
God, what darkness here. The political prisoner Floristan fears he will never live to see daylight again. From Beethoven's Fidelio. And we heard both James McCracken and John Vickers. First, we heard James McCracken with Lauren Mazel conducting the Vienna Philharmonic, and then John Vickers with Otto Klemperer conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. I think you could hear, once again, Vickers's very powerful. McCracken might be just a little bit lighter than John Vickers was. But we have more comparisons to come with John Vickers in just a moment. Right now, I want to remind you that we're in the middle of our spring membership drive. And your support of KGNU means that music and media matters to you just as much as it matters to us here at KGNU. Right now, you can go to kgnu.org. It's very easy. Online, you can become a new member, or you can renew your membership. And you can become an official member for just as little as $5 a month or $60 a year. We have some wonderful thank you gifts as well. For example, for you classical music lovers, we've got tickets to the Kronos Quartet later this month, tickets for their Newman Center concert on the 17th, and their concert at Mackey Auditorium on the 19th. We've also got new KGNU t-shirts. You can get a new KGNU t-shirt to add to your collection, and you can wear it with pride around Boulder and Denver and the Front Range, showing people that you support community radio, because to you, music matters. We're going to continue now with our comparisons of tenors, and we're going to stay with John Vickers, and we're going to compare him against the British tenor Peter Pears. This is going to be in British opera. Now, one of the greatest British dramatic tenor roles is Peter Grimes by Benjamin Britten. Peter Grimes is a rough and ambitious fisherman on the North Sea coast of England. His young apprentice died at sea. Though it was accidental, Grimes is blamed by the whole village. Well, when his new apprentice falls off the cliff near Grimes' hut after a storm, Grimes loses his mind, and we're going to hear John Vickers and Peter Pears in the mad scene from Act 3 of Peter Grimes. Grimes wanders the village, hearing the voices of the villagers in his head. We're going to start with the lighter-voiced Peter Pears, for whom this role was written, and then you'll hear it switch. By now, you're very familiar with John Vickers. You'll hear it switch to Vickers after about 2 minutes. The mad scene from Peter Grimes.
What is home? Come as deep water.
where's my home? Deep in calm water, water will drink my sorrows dry, and the tide will turn.
Steady, there are nearly home. The first one died, just died. The other slipped and died. And the third will. Accidental circumstances.
Water will drink my sorrows dry, and the tide will turn.
Busy grinds! Here I am! Hurry, 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 hurry! Now is gone, simple to toil, bring the branding on and knife for what's done, now is done for life!
Fishing, and young Joe has gone fishing, and you'll know who's gone fishing when you land the next show.
Ellen, Ellen, give me your hand.
Take away your hand! The argument's finished! Friendship lost! Gossip is shouting! Everything said! To a hand for your mercy!
My name. Do you hear them? Do you hear them?
Peter!
Oh, David John, shall answer. Come home, come home, come home, come home.
Peter! Peter Grimes! Peter Grimes! Peter Grimes! Peter Grimes! Peter Grimes!
Peter Grimes, Peter Grimes.
The Mad Scene from Peter Grimes by Benjamin Britten. And we heard both the tenors Peter Pears and John Vickers in that stitched together track. Peter Pears was with Benjamin Britten himself conducting the Royal Opera Orchestra, and John Vickers was with Colin Davis, who was conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. It is 28 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell at KGNU, and I've got a program of opera sing-offs with singers being compared together in the same track, in the same aria, in the same ensemble. We're going to stay with Peter Grimes, but we're going to shift gears to compare two great sopranos, Claire Watson and Heather Harper. Before we do that, we had a caller during the last music break, and she had a question about if she could donate her car to KGNU. It's her daughter's car, and the car isn't running very well, and she doesn't want her daughter to invest any more money in it. They thought they could donate it to KGNU, and they absolutely can. You can call the radio station here between business hours, and they'll guide you through the process. It's very easy, and it benefits you and KGNU. And we're in the middle of our spring membership drive right now. If you are enjoying the programming, and if you recognize how unique it is at KGNU, we urge you to go to kgnu.org and pledge your membership. You can become a new member, $5 a month or $60 a year. It's all it takes. You can become a solar member. That's a supporter of local radio with a bank transferal. You can bring a check. We have thank you gifts, T-shirts, tickets. We have music, CDs, books. A lot of ways to say thank you for supporting community radio. KGNU is made of community volunteers. Your support of KGNU supports the volunteer efforts that make KGNU possible. We want to say thank you to everybody who's already called during this spring membership drive, or those of you who are solar members and you're making your contributions year-round. Thank you. You are KGNU. Well, I said we're going to continue with Peter Grimes, but we're going to compare the two sopranos, Claire Watson and Heather Harper. Peter Grimes' lover is the widowed teacher, Ellen Orford. In Act 3, Ellen and the friendly Captain Balstrode go looking for Peter Grimes. They fear the worst, but they're resolved to try to help Peter when they find him. Both Claire Watson and Heather Harper had performed under Benjamin Britten's direction in this opera. The clip starts with the American soprano, Claire Watson, and then you'll hear Heather Harper come in about 2 minutes. They've got very different voices, even though they're both sopranos. Here is the soprano comparison from Act 3 of Peter Grimes.
Thank you.
Peter Grimes' lover, Ellen, searches for Peter, fearing the worst. We heard the two sopranos, Claire Watson and Heather Harper. Claire Watson, we heard first, with Benjamin Britten himself conducting the Royal Opera Orchestra, and Heather Harper was with Colin Davis, who was conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadell and my program of operatic sing-offs, comparing singers and arias and ensembles that I have specially stitched together. And be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a classic Monday. I'll have a program of music that is inspired by and evokes spring in celebration of the coming season. That's at 8 o'clock right here at KGNU. And you know, we are in the middle of our membership drive right now. We hope that you'll go to kgnu.org and pledge your support as a new or renewing member. Or tomorrow you can call in at 303-449-4885 and speak with somebody and make your pledge at that time. And they can tell you about our wonderful thank you gifts as well. We ask that you support music that inspires here at KGNU. The programming, the classical music programming here at KGNU is unique. Every Monday night, there's really four of us announcers: Chris Moore, Gary McBride, myself, and DJ Number 7. And we put together very unique classical music and opera programming every Monday through the month. Your support makes classical music and opera possible here on the Front Range and in Boulder. So we say thank you to all of you who have already called to pledge your membership. Another versatile soprano was the great American Carol Neblett. She could sing Baroque opera as well as Mozart, Puccini, and even Wagner. And with that range of style, she had to compete with a variety of other divas. Well, I'm going to be pitting her against the great Birgit Nilsson in Puccini's Fanciulla del West. In Act Two, Minnie, the girl of the Golden West, she's preparing to have dinner with her new friend, Mr. Johnson of Sacramento. We'll begin with Neblett's lush voice, switching to Nilsson's more intense voice after about 20 seconds, then back to Neblett after about a minute when they share a high A together, and so on. Keep listening closely if you got your headphones. That'll give you a ringside seat. Here we are, O Se Sapeste, from Act Two of Fanciulla del West.
Academia,
e non stare di mio cuore.
The innocent young girl, Minnie, invites Mr. Johnson of Sacramento to dinner in her mountain cabin from Puccini's The Girl of the Golden West, Fanciulla del West. And we heard Carol Neblett with Zubin Mehta conducting the Royal Opera Orchestra, and she was followed by Birgit Nilsson with Lavro von Metichek conducting the Orchestra of La Scala. Now, we also heard Andrea Mongelli as Mr. Johnson with Birgit Nilsson, while Placido Domingo was Mr. Johnson with Carol Neblett. Now, later in the opera, it turns out Mr. Johnson is Ramirez, a bandit. Minnie has fallen in love with him, and he changes his way of life for her. Well, eventually, the sheriff's posse capture Ramirez one day, and they prepare to summarily hang him in town. Minnie rides up, pistol in hand, and she stops them. Then, confronting them all, she begs them to let her and Ramirez leave. They'll leave California for good, she says. We begin again with the lush Carol Neblett, and Birgit Nilsson comes in after about 30 seconds, and then Carol Neblett comes back in after about a minute and a half, and so on. Listen for that lush, rounder Carol Neblett soprano versus that steely, bright sound of Birgit Nilsson.
Buon
the brokenhearted men of the mining village. Let Minnie and Ramirez ride away as they leave California. Farewell, beautiful mountains and streams. The conclusion of Puccini's Fanciulla del West, The Girl of the Golden West, we heard comparisons of both Carol Neblett and Birgit Nilsson. First, with Carol Neblett, Zubin Mehta conducted the Royal Opera Orchestra, and then Birgit Nilsson with Lavra von Medtchik conducting the Orchestra of La Scala Opera. Well, I'm going to conclude my sing-off program this evening by pitting Carol Neblett against the Swedish soprano Katarina Dahlman in Korngold's opera The Dead City, Die Tote Stadt. Dahlman is another Swedish soprano like Birgit Nilsson. She has a huskier voice than Neblett, and she eventually changed to mezzo-soprano. We'll compare the two in the duet from Act 1 of Korngold's melodramatic opera, The Dead City. In Act 1, the widower, Paul, met Marietta, a dancer who looks just like his dead wife. When she visits him, she sees he has a lute, and she takes it and sings a tender love song, a song of lost love, and then he joins her. We'll hear Katarina Dahlman first with tenor Thomas Sonnergaard, and then Carol Neblett and the tenor René Kolo will take over after about 2 minutes. This is Marietta's song from the first act of Die Tote Stadt. Oh, the beautiful duet from the Act One of Die Tote Stadt, The Dead City, by Erich Wolfgang Korngold. We heard Katharina de Lehmann. She was the first soprano in that clip, with Leif Segerstam conducting the Royal Swedish Opera Orchestra. And then we heard Carol Neblett with Eric Leinsdorf conducting the Munich Radio Orchestra. Well, it is a minute and a half after 8 o'clock, and this is your host, Ron Edel. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box and our Opera Box sing-off. I also want to thank everyone who has called in to pledge their support as listener members of KGNU. We appreciate your support. You're supporting music that inspires. It is 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Boulder Valley School District, hosting their 5th annual career fair, taking place Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Douglas Elementary School. More information at jobs.bvsd.org.
Good evening and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell. And tonight I've assembled classical music for our spring weather and our spring membership drive with music inspired by or evoking the season, such as Spring from Respighi's Three Botticelli Pictures. And I've got great music of Joseph Haydn, Ludwig van Beethoven, Claude Debussy, Albert Roussel, and others. So join me for the springtime in music. Thank you.